The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 459. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero, live from New York.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on?
Brett Murdoch.
What up, people?
And Brian Monjoma.
What's up, people?
All right, we're back with another one. You already know the question show. No Chris action, and Adam, he's probably reviewing another 50 games.
Oh, no, Adam, I talked to Adam earlier, and he's been tired from all this work stuff that he's been doing at home.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Throwdown is once again fatherless. The fathers ain't here.
All the dads ain't here, yo.
The dads ain't him. You know,
the Odin sleep has commenced.
The Odin sleep has, yeah. Yo, I commenced that Odin sleep when I came back from Hawaii, son. 10 hours, you know. And to be honest, I kind of commenced it last night because I had daylight savings time. I just slept an extra hour. Normally, I like wake up an hour early naturally. I slept an extra hour. I'm like, okay, cool. You know,
I woke up like at 8 a.m. today. And I'm like, man, I don't feel like, you know, normally when you wake up early, that early, you're like still kind of half asleep. But no, it was good. And I'm like, and then I noticed it's daylight savings time. All right, good.
Yeah.
So let's stay like this.
Yeah. This is a good daylight savings. We're going to get the bad one eventually. I don't like that one. We're losing. I'm fucked up for a week, you know? all right, man, let's get into it. We got some questions. I'm kind of all over the place. So there's no real theme here tonight. So, you know, it is what it is. One subset starts us off. We're going to start with Nintendo tonight, people. This is going to be interesting. He goes, I heard this idea about why we still include Nintendo in the Game of the Year conversation on the Analog Circle podcast. Shout out to the Analog Circle podcast. And to me, it made sense. Nintendo doesn't keep up with the current console generation, with the graphics always being a generation behind or so. We always give Nintendo a pass because they saved the game industry, and people say, oh, Nintendo is going to do its own thing. Isn't it about time we demand more from Nintendo as consumers? I'm not trashing their games, but PlayStation and Xbox could never get away with any of the half-assed console making that Nintendo does. I think we deserve more from Nintendo. Does anyone else feel this way? Here's the thing. I mean, go ahead, Nate.
No, I was probably going to echo the same exact thing.
Kind of.
What they're doing is working.
Yeah.
If it was a situation where they were literally not getting any numbers, they're just doing utterly atrociously, you will definitely see them pivot towards something else. But whatever they're doing, what they've been doing has been working for years. Even with the situations of the GameCube was like the last generation that they legitimately put like some serious power behind their console. And every subsequent generation, it's always been like only a previous generation's and like graphical fidelity and all that other stuff. And it seems to be working. When they were doing handhelds, all their handhelds were years back. You know, like to develop for those sorts of environments is stupidly cheap too. I mean, you're literally developing like, you know, what was it? Tears of the Kingdom is literally like PlayStation, like a little bit above PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 development.
Yeah.
And that's not like super high fidelity development right there. So it's working for them financially and, you know, profit wise. So,
yeah. By the way, I love the fact that we're talking about Nintendo and Chris shows up. Perfect. You know?
Yep. His ears were burning.
He's been summoned.
It's like, who summons me?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, because of that, hello, Chris. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Because of that, I'm going to actually read the question again, Chris. I want you to answer, too. I got my own thoughts, obviously, but I'm going to read the question again from one subset. I heard this idea about why we still include Nintendo in the Game of the Year conversation in the Analog Circle podcast, and to me, it makes sense. Nintendo doesn't keep up with the current console generation, with the graphics always being a generation behind. We always give Nintendo a pass because they saved the game industry, and people say that Nintendo just does its own thing. Isn't it about time we demand more from Nintendo as consumers? I'm not trashing the games of PlayStation and Xbox and never get away with the half-assed consoles that Nintendo puts out. I think we deserve more from Nintendo. What do you think?
I'll put it this way. While he's not wrong, I think they do deserve to be part of the Game of the Year discussion just because the experiences they build, their software is always high quality, right? For the first party stuff, with the exception of the latest Pokemon game, I think Scarlet and Violet, whatever it was messed up, but they usually do pretty well and their experiences are really good. I mean, we had a discussion on Throwdown that Tears of the Kingdom affected Japan's GDP.
Yeah.
That's how well it's sold, right? So if you have a metric of success, what sales would be to me is the biggest one, right? So people are obviously overlooking weak graphics and all that stuff, and that shouldn't be the most important thing anyway. Yeah, you can have a beautiful looking game, but if it has no substance, then what good is it, right? It needs substance. You need story. You need good gameplay. There's all sorts of factors that go into a game, right? And then beyond that, it needs to resonate with you on a sublime level. So that's what they are able to do. So in that sense, yes, they're successful, right? So you can't just knock them as like, hey, they're a generation two behind graphics. Absolutely. And I heard Manny talking about that just when I came in, right? So he already touched on that. That's not going to change. It's never going to change. They're never going to catch up to, if you say like, hey, you need to catch up with Xbox and PlayStation to be successful, the market doesn't show that. The market is showing that they're absolutely successful without doing that, with being far behind their competitors. So it is what it is. But yeah, they definitely do deserve to be part of that conversation.
Yeah. My take on it is I agree with the sentiment that one subset is putting out, and the fellas over at the podcast, I agree with the sentiment, right? But the thing is, like Chris said, this is working for Nintendo, right? This is obviously working for Nintendo. The Blue Ocean shit, that's working for them. And I also find it weird that, like, okay, I understand we don't include fucking mobile games in Game of the Year discussion. We get that, right? But this is Nintendo. Like Chris said, like they're you know, look what happened with Japan and stuff. And these games are obviously talked about. You can't have a legitimate Game of the Year discussion without talking about Tears of the Kingdom. Again, I'm being like just objective about it. You know how I feel about Nintendo as a company. You know how I feel about the games, but I'm being objective here. It would be really crazy to be like, no, we're only going to discuss PlayStation and Xbox for Game of the Year. That's crazy. Nintendo's making, in some cases, they beat both of them. So you have to include them, you know?
I mean, the thing about it is like, and this isn't directed at you, Tony, yeah. This is directed at them, but like, I don't give a shit what you think should be in the discussion. The market dictates the discussion, not your personal preferences.
Yeah.
And the market has consistently told us that Nintendo moves fucking games. And they have a pretty rabid fan base. Like, the people who are buying these products are enjoying the fuck out of them and recommending them. So, despite what anybody might want to say about, like, oh, generations or, you know, what the relevance or can we include this in the Game of the Year? Market says yes. Customer base says yes. So whatever your fifis say, I don't honestly give a shit. Market says yes. So, I mean, there it is. Also, I want to throw out there, like, I'm not even a Nintendo fanboy, but, like, some of the language that, like, you know, we need to demand better because Nintendo has been giving us half-assed systems. Yeah? Well, maybe you should actually talk to the other two companies about giving us half-assed games. Because Nintendo will half-ass their hardware, but they whole-ass every fucking game that they come out with. And that's not a treatment that we get on the other side of the fence. So while we can talk a whole lot of shit about their games not being pretty and shiny, their games are oftentimes more fun than ours, just being straight up honest.
and they for, and most of them work. They don't need it. Most of them work out the box.
You don't get
a day one patch that fucks your game over.
Yeah, we should say that Pokemon game that was all fucked up. That's an anomaly for Nintendo. Whereas that would be standard for the other consoles. You know. Let's just be real here. Again, I'm saying this as someone who basically on the podcast, I am the designated unabashed Nintendo hater. I don't like the company and I think their games are shit and I don't like their fan base, but I have to be objective here. You know, like they should be part of the conversation and they put out quality games that the fans like. So it's like, you can't just exclude them, you know?
Yeah, and they're getting the numbers. So it's like, you know, well, for a good while, what were people talking about? Tears of the Kingdom, Breath of the Wild. You know, talking about all those other first party. Well, Splatoon has been has a rabid fan base for years. Smash Brothers is so Smash Brothers and Mario Kart are so damn good. They haven't made any new ones.
Yeah, think about this.
And at least how many years has it been? What, 6 years?
Probably more than that.
When did those games come out?
But
Mario Kart's older than that.
20 some odd years.
Yeah.
But, and that's why they're like, it's perfect.
But Brett, going up to your point, it's like, I don't understand this whole like, not directed at you, but you know, I don't understand this whole like demand better for the, like, again, I get the sentiment, but why do the fans have to demand better when they're getting exactly what they want?
Here's the thing,
I think a lot of times
Nintendo fans are not that demanding. They just care, they don't give a fuck about graphics, they don't care about power, they care about fun. That's all they care about.
I think in general it's a lot of it's like outsider looking in sort of deal,
it is right? That's like, exactly what it is.
It's like where like it would be us like trying to push our own agendas onto these people who seem perfectly happy with what they've got already.
Yeah, and we've had many discussions about that, how that is not a good thing. You can't walk into somebody else's party and tell them to change the fucking music. Shut up. You know?
Here's the thing. When things start to go awry, when the people that are already in the room are starting to walk out because the music that was already been playing in there went on the track that they didn't like, that's when the companies start to worry and start trying to go outside of that realm and be like, okay, we need to get some more people in this room.
Yeah.
That want to listen to this music.
Yeah. Or they tell you that you're a horrible person for listening to that original music. But that's a whole discussion.
Okay, I know this is a metal party, but we don't have enough metalheads in here, so like, let's bring some of the pop people in. You start playing some pop, and the rest of the metalheads go, "Oh, fuck this!" I'm fucking leaving.
Well, no, like they're like, it'll be a metal party, and they're like, they start playing some new metal, right? And then all the old cats just leave the room because like, man, I don't want to listen to fucking Psalm 41.
Yeah. No, but you're right. It's like, listen, I just want one song. I just want one song. Like, okay, just let them have it. And then by the end, no more metal being played. And then if you want metal, you're a fucking bigot and an ist of any kind, you know?
Yeah, go to your own party. Also, I just got to say, man, like the fucking audacity to make the comment, fans should demand better. Bitch, you better get your own house right before you start casting stones.
Shit.
The thing about it is, again, like the fans for Nintendo, as the gaming community would say, they've been eating good for a while now. Ever since that Switch dropped, they've been eating pretty damn good. Yeah. So I think in general, like when that formula stops, when that starts running out, that's when I think Nintendo will legitimately take the step and be like, all right, maybe we need to start pushing these a little bit more. But right now, it just seems to be working for whatever the hell they're doing. So
yeah, and again, again, I've expressed my frustration with the company so many times. But you know, when I finally realized, like Tony, that's not a company for you. Then it was like, okay, cool, that's fine. Let people have their own thing. You know, like not everything needs to be for you. You know, like I like good graphics. You know, so I'm not gonna fuck with Nintendo, and that's fine. You like just quote unquote fun games, cool. Nintendo's for you. You know. But you're right, Brett. It's basically an outsider looking in, going, no, you need to change this now. No, they don't. You got your own thing. Focus on that. Let them do their own thing. They're over there on the kiddie table. Let them do their thing. Leave them alone. You know, like, imagine that shit. You know, you're at a fucking party. The kids over there having their fun. You're a fucking adult. You plop in there. All right, let's smoke some cigars and all this other shit. Like, what are you doing? Let the kids have their fun. You know what the fuck is wrong with you? you know?
Exactly. Or like finding out like a kid's like what do you like? And I'm way off base here, but like, what do you like? Barney? All right, let's give Barney the DC treatment. And like flash forward, like Barney sitting in a cold rain and talking about the scum of the city that flows into the gutter and only he can teach it to sing. You know, like it's
I feel like that with the DC universe.
Oh, in general, yeah. Yeah, what happens in a fun DC universe? Anyway, I don't think we need to say more about Nintendo there. Let's move on to the next question, kind of related here. Richard Bailey Jr. from the Coalition got a couple questions for us.
RBJ!
I know that guy.
He's a good guy. All right, first question. We are now 1 month away from the Game of the Year awards. Do you guys have any predictions on what major reveals will happen at the show? No.
Go ahead.
That was it. That was the whole of my comment.
Yeah.
Hopefully Elden Ring deals.
That'd be fun.
Kojima will do something.
Yeah. It's about time. Kojima needs to drop something.
A prediction I have is that Jeff Keighley's going to get like overly emotional about some game that people are going to forget about like 2 months later. You know, I'm so excited to share this with you guys. You know, we're going to get that. What's up, Carlos?
There's some times where, like, I think Elden Ring was, like, the best one he ever did.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, you know, you never know. He might go dry or something this year. But, yeah, I agree with that. And I was curious. If, let's say, for example, Nintendo plans to announce a Switch 2 by the end of this year, do you think they would ever do it in the Game Awards, or is that, or they just do their own stuff?
I think they're going to do their own.
No, they do it on their own.
No, they're not. They won't announce it there.
But Game Awards is going to get a sizzle video. That's what they're going to get.
They're going to announce the next pack from Mario Kart.
Oh, by the way, Mario Kart 8. Manny, you mentioned it earlier. 9 years.
Damn.
Oh, 10 years old.
10 years next year.
Damn. Yep.
That's like some Grand Theft Auto shit right there.
It's Grand Theft Auto plus a year.
They got cars too.
Yeah.
They got cars, and they got more tracks.
That's about as old as the original Metal Gear Solid HD collection.
But I don't like doing predictions. But so what about the rest of you guys?
Yeah, I go with Carlos. I think Kojima's gonna announce something. I think it's about time. He's been teasing all kinds of Death Stranding 2 stuff. So I suspect he's gonna maybe have a substantial trailer for it. And I don't know. Maybe Remedy will show a couple of seconds of Max Payne 2 and 1 and 2.
All right. What else?
Yeah, I think the only thing. Like we talked about, Kojima feels like the only safe bet.
Yes, Kojima's definitely going to happen.
Even if Kojima doesn't have anything, he'll announce a podcast or something in there to fill in the time.
Yeah, whatever happened, that, like, didn't they have some sort of silly podcast that they were doing for like 2 seconds? Whatever happened to all of that? It must have taken a lot of logistics to get that thing to go.
Yeah, but as far as other game announcements, I don't know what...
Well, Wolverine, maybe? I don't know.
You know, actually,
we got a question about that, by the way.
You know, Phil always has something for Jeff in the show. Like, he had the Xbox Series X announcement, and I think he showed something last year. So I'm pretty sure. Oh, no. Actually, it wasn't, right? Remember we talked about Xbox wasn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. So maybe you know Xbox this year again?
Maybe no Xbox, or maybe they'll compensate for last year and show up this year. We'll see. But yeah, I'm not too sure on either or, to be honest.
Yeah. Brian, any predictions?
It's mostly the same as you guys. Kojima will do something, possibly Wolverine stuff. There has to be some sort of exclusive PlayStation thing there, because at this point in time, we don't know what they're up to. Possibly Microsoft will show something next year. Whatever titles come out next year, they'll have to show something for that, I would assume. So maybe Avowed, possibly, or whatever they're working on. Apart from that, I actually don't know. It's up in the air.
Yeah. Chris, any predictions?
Man, I'll just say if Konami was smart, they would show something more of Silent Hill 2 since that Ascension shit fell flat on its face.
Man. Oh, man. Oh, well, no, they can't. Because you got to remember, Keeley's got the kibosh on them since they got rid of his boy. So I don't think they're going to show anything Konami related there.
Well, I mean, this is all a money game. Yeah, everyone has a price, so they throw enough money at him. I'm sorry. Give them a world premiere and they could show whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't really have any other predictions. I know Alone in the Dark got delayed till January, so I don't know if they'll need to promote anything through the show. I mean, it was supposed to come out for Halloween and it got pushed back, so I don't think that's anything.
You know, it'd be hilarious with Konami if they pull a Square Enix. They have the president of Konami or whoever the main guy over there is coming out to announce that they're going to make an announcement of
more announcements.
an announcement for Silent Hill and Metal Gear. Why does Konami keep shooting themselves in the foot with those two fucking franchises? Seriously.
Oh man, Brett, you got any predictions for Game of the Year or Game Awards? I'm gonna take that as a no, unless he's other years.
Yeah, sorry. Like, no, not particular. I mean, Jeff Keighley will have an insufferably smug look on his face.
Yes, he will. Kishak goes, do you guys think that dumb kid who keeps crashing these events will appear again? He better not. The Bill Clinton kid.
He didn't last time. It was like two other kids that popped up the last time.
Yeah. So
maybe Jeff will learn his fucking lesson and have some goddamn security in front of his stage.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, two times?
Yeah, it's bad. Come on, Jeff, get your shit together,
man. Come on, man. You know.
Yeah. All right, on the same front here, with so many games not being included in the Game of the Year discussions, which game or games do you think will get snubbed at the end of the day?
Sea of Stars. That one's going to get
snubbed.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's RPG.
There's too many AAA megastars for that game to shine that much. If anything, that thing might win like some other category they just make up can give an award to something.
And the best
new franchise. There you go. There, it'll win that.
It'll win that.
If that becomes a category.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what games will get snubbed, to be honest.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Starfield doesn't get nominated. I don't know if that'll be considered a snub, but it's a high-profile game that a lot of people like, and it's just crowded.
We're getting some interesting answers in the chat. Blitz says Resident Evil 4 Remake may get snubbed. GZR says Hi-Fi Rush may get snubbed.
I don't know if Hi-Fi Rush is the type of game that people are championing that.
I mean, yeah,
I think people probably forgot about it now, to be honest.
I feel like a lot of people just sort of forgot that one. I think it's going to get, just like the other Rush game, it's not going to even be on the board.
What, Gravity Rush?
Yeah, just like Gravity Rush, it's not going to be on the board. There's going to be a bunch of fans that really enjoyed it. You know, they did release a bunch of DLCs for it, but I think in general, I don't think it's going to get anywhere. Maybe Jeff will go make a new category for that one. Best music game, you know?
Yeah.
you know how they do. They literally make up fucking categories so that they can give awards to specific things. Some categories have just appeared and just disappeared the following year.
Yeah. I can't
believe. Is that influencer category still around?
Oh, probably is.
Oh, okay, because I know a couple of a couple of people won that thing.
Yeah. Let's see any others in the chat here. Yes, Blitz also thinks Hi-Fi Rush may get snubbed. What else came out this year?
I mean, it's not like I can't consider Hi-Fi Rush even like a system seller. I think it did well for what it was, and I think they kind of expected it to be that way. But
it's a good solid B level filler. Like it wasn't.
No, it's I don't see that as an insult at all. It's like, here's the thing, it's solid B level filler, but at the same time, the way only B level filler walks, if you have a couple of A's in there, but fucking Microsoft doesn't even have that shit. They're releasing like B's, and then they're like putting like what was that last game that fucking bombed?
What, Redfall?
Redfall, you have that shit coming out. Like, you know, like Redfall shouldn't have had all that on there. They should have been, it should have been sandwiched in with something else.
Yeah, man, it's mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it, they, yeah, Redfall was like a rancid steak kind of thrown, dropped on the floor and then kind of handed to us. But like, mashed potatoes were really fucking good. Like, that doesn't constitute a whole meal. No.
Yeah.
But then mashed potatoes were fucking fire, man.
Hi-Fi rushes some mashed potatoes and then, what was it? Redfall was the was a overcooked steak.
Yeah.
It was all burnt.
It's all on the floor. They're like, nah, it's fine.
Okay. And that's fine. It still
it's
tastes good.
It's good.
Whatever, just put it out. We've been cooking it forever. We gotta serve it. Here's a question.
What's up?
Is it really like, I think there's a lot of stuff that's gonna fall through the cracks. I don't know necessarily in a year like this if I qualify that as being snubbed, because sometimes you're like just left out of discussion because people are being a dick. This time, like, there's just too many good games to talk about. Like, I think Remnant 2 is probably not gonna get talked about nearly as much as it should.
There you go, there's your answer.
It's just unfortunate it is living in a shadow. Now, is it being snubbed? I don't think it's being snubbed. I don't think it's intentionally being left out. This is like any other year, and that's the thing that kind of kills me a little bit. Like any other year, Remnant would have fucking killed it. Killed it. Maybe walked away with Game of the Year. This year, I don't even know if they're going to get anything. But that's just a statement as to how many good games that we've gotten this year, man.
I have another potential one.
Uh-oh.
You know, we talked about this earlier, I think in the last month, where we talked about locks of games. I confidently can say Tears of the Kingdom, Baldur's Gate 3, and Spider-Man 2 are locks to be nominees. But I feel like a potential snub, and we counted it as a lock last time, but I'm just not sure. But Mario Bros, the new Mario Brothers game, It's highly reviewed. It's a Nintendo first party game. It's their biggest franchise, and I'm just wondering, it could be one of those games that, you know, it just doesn't make it. Because Blitz, you know, they already
Blitz also says Armored Core is going to get snubbed.
Oh yeah,
it's sort of like obviously there was a lot of excitement for it, but again, it's also Armored Core.
He also thinks Mario's going to get snubbed.
I think Mario's going to get snubbed, but I think that Tears of the Kingdom's going to get a gimme.
Oh yeah, that's going to be Tears of the Kingdom will be the one Nintendo title, says Kishak. Yeah, Nintendo always gets one.
That's going to be it.
Yep, that's it. Yeah,
that's going to be it.
Yeah, what's up, Brett?
Oh, I feel like Armored Core could have been better. It's not going to have the legs that a Souls game does, partially because it doesn't have the co-op. Like that whole, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, that cycle of cooperative / competitive co-op that the Souls games have, they really keep legs on those things, man. Like, they keep moving them around because, like, have unique experiences, and then you want to share them, which lead to more unique experiences, which lead to more multiplayer, and it becomes a vicious cycle. It becomes mimetic, right? Armored Core doesn't have that option to be mimetic. It was like Sekiro. Like, sure, highly reviewed, people loved it. Is it going to go fucking crazy? No. Not like a Soulsborne.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on here. Kishak, who was joining us tonight. Kishak, I actually, he asked us two questions. I made your first question into the last question of the show because it's kind of like, it's like a weird question. So I'm like, let's keep everything within the same tone here, but we'll get to it. So the question here is, does Xbox not care about any territory besides the US and UK? Do they not realize how significant the Indian and Chinese markets are going to be in the future? PlayStation is already doing the India Hero Project and the China Hero Project. Xbox needs to look at these regions more seriously.
Well, I mean, the one thing about China is that in order to sell stuff there, the Chinese government needs to own a portion of your company. And maybe Microsoft doesn't want that.
Yeah.
Who knows? The other, as far as the Indian market, no, I could definitely see them wanting to tap the Indian market. But again, like those markets, especially those markets need, in order for things to sort of work there, they need to do research into those markets to see what things will fit there. But at this point in time, Microsoft doesn't really have anything to show for all the work they've done yet. So I feel like if they're the way to have for them to have a presence over there would be to have actually something to present. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And here's my thing. And I'm only, you know, I'm using Japan as a barometer here. So it could be completely different situation. But generally, the reason why Xbox doesn't sell well in Japan isn't because of Xbox isn't trying. It's because the fan base don't care over there. So I'm wondering if it's a similar situation in China and India where they're like, nah, we don't really care about Xbox. We got this instead. I could, you know, well, that's, I mean, that's just, I'm just yeah, wondering out loud
here. I don't know so much about India, but I feel like they're a little more fairly Western leaning, like, you know, like a certain other things. But I would say China is definitely a different animal.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they like a lot of the same things that we do over here, but there's also, there's certain things that seem to go over where, because, you know, you got to realize they only really started getting consoles until like the recent few years.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, they did have the Nintendo, but it was put out by a Chinese company. For the most part, China has always been PC related.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of their gaming seems to tilt toward PC.
But yeah,
maybe not like, you know, actually selling a console over there, but, you know, obviously making making some of those titles available, making sure those titles are available for PC would also be, you know, would be a thing, which they already sort of do.
Yeah, but, you know, we don't know enough about those other places to give you a full answer here.
That's exactly. Just, yeah.
I would like to mention this. Microsoft does do an effort at Latin America market.
Yeah,
I noticed. You know, Brazil and Mexico, Brazil's, they're pretty big, popular yeah. there. So they are pushing there, and they are pushing in Japan, even though it might be too. They do definitely try.
It definitely has to be titles that would attract the Japanese audience.
But again, they've done that though. It's just the Japanese artists don't care. They've done that,
yeah.
You know? Remember, Sakaguchi doing that fucking exclusive? They had, you know, yeah, Blue Dragon. They tried.
That was the beginning of the Xbox. You know, when they first launched, they wanted to do those sorts of Japanese RPGs and do those sorts of things. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, I've heard some rumblings that the Xbox is doing quite a, you know, at least the S is doing pretty good over there.
Yeah, maybe that is true.
Maybe they really want to get their
make the console smaller. You know.
Yeah, maybe that. You know.
But yeah, it's a good question. All right, let's move on here. Dumeke, with rumors of Sony teaming up with companies such as Sega and Namco to revisit some of their older IPs, what PlayStation series would you like to see Japanese third-party developers take on? I haven't heard this rumor.
What games are they revisiting?
I don't know. No, he's asking us, what games do we want to revisit? Like, Japanese developers, what old PlayStation franchises would you like to see them revisit?
Well, like, from Sega and who?
And
who
was Namco. The other one?
I mean, to be honest, like, they're already putting out those sort of classic, you know, current iterations of classic sort of titles.
Like which ones?
Right?
Like which ones?
You know, Namco's always put out the Tekken and the Soul Calibur games.
He's asking what PlayStation series do you want Namco to bring back? Or what PlayStation series do you want Sega to bring back?
So they're developing PlayStation properties?
According to this rumor.
That sounds a bit odd. I mean, to be honest, like I don't know what would be a good fit for them, to be honest. Like, I don't know, like, what would Sega do? What feels the most Sega inside of the out of the play in the PlayStation catalog?
I think this rumor sounds stupid. It's like, what?
Yeah, it's a really weird rumor. Like obviously, yes, Sega. I mean, well, I don't know too much about Sega.
What are you gonna get Namco to bring back Jumping Flash or something? Like,
yeah, like I don't know what they would what I would feel fits those studios, and you know that they're strength.
Yeah, you're right. They're very different studios than PlayStation, both Sega and Namco. So none of those PlayStation games kind of seem like a fit. Like Sega doesn't seem like a fit for like Twisted metal or even Namco. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like those sort of like, yeah, you know, like loaded. I don't see either of them fitting that sort of idea. And then, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what I would handle them. To be honest, I would say a Square Enix would be a more better fit for a lot of Sony's titles.
The rumors, I got to look into this rumor, because is it just those two developers or is it Japanese developers in general? Like, I don't know. I've never even heard of this.
Yeah, I've not heard this rumor before.
I don't want to start going down the speculation route either, you know?
I could totally see, you know, like, what is it? Somebody like a Square Enix maybe finally, you know, taking on the two RPGs that, or the four RPGs that the PlayStation has put out. Was it Dark Cloud, you know, or the, what was it, Rogue Galaxy, which is a level 5 game, or who's the other? There was another one, a really popular one. Something Legaia, something like that, that was released for PlayStation years ago. Like, yeah, maybe, you know, taking on one of those RPGs and sort of modernizing.
Apparently, part of the rumors that Sega is doing Wipeout. I mean, Sega has a history of racing games, so, you know, even a Wipeout is like a more like a extreme game type of thing, isn't it?
No, Wipeout's the hovercraft of racing game.
Yeah, okay, so it is like extreme games. Remember that shit, the X Games?
No, it wasn't extreme. It's literally like you're in the future and you're on these crazy it's like F-Zero.
Okay, so it is a racing game then.
Yeah, it's a racing game. It's not like extreme sports.
Yeah, okay, wrong then. Okay, but either way, Sega does have a history of racing games, so I guess that kind of tracks.
I mean, yeah, they could do Wipeout, but to be honest, I would much rather have the guys who made Wipeout do it. But then again, PlayStation and their infinite knowledge, didn't they close down that studio?
Probably. GZDR says bring back Tomba, Rival Schools, Folklore. Isn't Rival Schools Capcom?
Tomba is not a PlayStation franchise, but it did come out for it. I mean, what was the other one?
Rival Schools, that's Capcom, isn't it?
That's a Capcom game.
Yeah, it's Capcom and Folklore. Yeah,
that's not a PlayStation only title. Because that did also come out for Dreamcast, as I remember, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have one of them do like Legend of Dragoon or something.
Yeah,
But I think Andy's right.
Like Square Enix would be perfect for those.
Square would be better for that. Besides, like, Sega right now can't even get a Sonic game right.
Was it that last Sonic game? Didn't that crash and burn too?
Probably.
Yeah.
Sonic Frontier.
Was it the 2.5D 3D Sonic game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't that come out really recently?
Yeah, it did. All right, let's move because this question is too speculative. I don't like that. Moving on here, with Xbox users being greeted by full screen advertisements for Call of Duty when turning on their consoles, not the first game to do it, but something that happens every time. How do you feel about this? Should you be advertised to when logging in, or should this be restricted to when you visit the store, or should it just not be part of the experience at all, given you've already paid for this ecosystem? I'm glad you asked this question, because we didn't talk about this on the Thursday show. Like now, if you turn on the Xbox, you get a fucking Call of Duty advertisement, right?
Call of Duty ad.
Mm. Wait, what? I didn't.
Wait.
When did this happen? I didn't get this shit.
Yeah, it's been happening now. Apparently, you turn on Xbox and
turn on my Xbox right now. Let's find this shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people are reporting that you get a big Call of Duty ad. But to be honest,
it doesn't happen every time. Thank you for correcting me.
But to be honest, like I had trouble. I got annoyed when friggin' PlayStation would do this shit, when they would literally install a little application that would appear first on your PlayStation 4 thing. That shit was annoying. Like, they had some sort of deal with some company and they literally like, hey, it was the Destiny one that would appear on the screen. There was a Call of Duty one and it would partially, put a little icon first on your main screen.
Yeah.
I have a problem with any of those companies doing that garbage.
The reason I sounded surprised by that is Microsoft actually, like, this is one of the things that I do like they did. They recently kind of redid it so that you see way less advertising on your home screen. Like, it now just jumps into a kind of menu that's just, here's all your apps and icons, right? Like, there's not even a, in the Xbox store, blah, 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 blah. So I don't really, they've gotten better, so I don't maybe they did flash one and I just missed it, or maybe they only flashed to people who had Call of Duty installed. I don't know. Like, I will say this, though, because I just booted them up side by side. Y'all are talking shit when my Xbox boots up with zero advertisements and my PlayStation opens up with half the screen devoted to two advertisements, Talos Principle and Return to Dharma Tower. And that's pretty fucking standard.
Yeah, but he did say it doesn't happen all the time.
No, I know. Like, actually, you know what? Let's do this shit.
Let's do a test. Hey, Brett, you see that pretty face, man. Boom.
All right. Hey, everybody. So as we can see, we got two advertisements here taking up roughly about half my screen real estate, okay?
That's PlayStation.
And I'm turning on my Xbox right now. Oh, boom. It automatically switched over. Okay. Signing in.
Yep.
Boom. Awesome. Well, there's Power Wash Simulator down there in the bottom right and EA Sports FC 12. But, like, I guess there's the best rated game sale, too. But, like, it's kind of relegated to the bottom part there. I rarely pay attention to it.
Go ahead. I have a question. Brett, do you have Game Pass?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's non-Game Pass people who are seeing this.
Could be. By the way, Brett, I think Blitz rightly points out this is whataboutism.
Oh, of course it's whataboutism, but it's also like, I'm kind of pointing out, like, I feel like this question is slightly disingenuous. All I was throwing out there.
How? It is happening to people, though.
No, this is not disingenuous. This is something people have been experiencing multiple times.
Because it's framed as an Xbox issue
But it is happening on Xbox. When you try on your Xbox, you see it is an Xbox issue, dude.
It's also happening on. I just showed you half the things.
Brett, you're missing the point.
That's not what about it. That's saying it's an industry issue.
No, Brett, you're not understanding the point. That's what the news articles are talking about. When people turn on their Xbox, they see a Call of Duty advertisement taking up their entire screen. That's what the news story is.
And I'm wondering if we're going to get stuck on this. My point is, that's kind of non-news because it's been a thing that's been happening forever. The only reason it's gained any clicks or traction is because it's more fucking ammo in the fanboy wars. But it's not real ammo like we see time and time again. It is just nitpicking something that happens all the fucking time already, everywhere.
Yeah. All right, Brian, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was about to say what Brett said. If I'm understanding Brett correctly, then what he's saying is where was the torch burning when this was happening on PlayStation? And there wasn't any, so hence it's standard practice. And it's just because it's Activision and Xbox, and again, they are in the news cycle because of the acquisition, so hence it's just trying to get those clicks, which I can see.
So you think this is a nothing burger?
It's nothing in the sense of it happens everywhere. Well, I don't think it happens to Nintendo. I've not checked there. But it's nothing in the sense of it's weirdly standard practice, but it's something in the sense of it shouldn't be happening in general on any platform because it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
And once again, Brian delivers my point, but much classier.
Yeah, better accent. Give the company an inch, they'll take a mile. I don't remember PlayStation displaying full screen ads that take up the entire screen. That's what
Kishak just says. Showed you that it takes up half the screen on boot up.
He says the full screen.
Is it okay? We're splitting hairs now. If we're talking about intrusive ads, this has been an industry wide problem for a hot minute. If you're like, oh, it took up my whole screen, and then I had to press a button, and then it disappeared, and then it didn't do that to me again. Like, yeah, that's a fucking nothing burger, man. It's a frustrating nothing burger. And it's bullshit, industry-wide practice that I'm not happy with. But again, the way it's framed is kind of a nothing burger. And that's why I was like, it's not whataboutism. It's if you would have come at, or if this would have come out, like the newest in a long line of non-customer-friendly intrusive ad campaigns appears on Xbox. Cool, sure. I would have jumped on that. That is a problem. But by framing it as a one-sided problem, you're framing it as in this bullshit fanboy fucking war, right? And you're not actually trying to identify or work with a problem. You're just trying to use it to say why another system is fucking superior when that system is doing the exact same fucking thing. You want to talk about taking an inch and giving a mile? This is how they take it from us, man. This is how you fucking This is why we have abusive practices. This is why we have $70 games, right? Because people are like, oh, well, I'm just going to use this in the fucking fanboy war instead of rallying against the practice itself. So, right, like, you're pulling out the pitchforks and torches and coming at Xbox. PlayStation does this too, right? But, like, by coming at just Xbox for this, we're never going to address the fact that this is an industry-wide thing happening. We're just going to say, oh, Xbox is a bastard for this, and then say nothing about it happening on PlayStation, wherein it gets standardized into normal industry practices. The next thing you know, this is just something we all fucking deal with because we were trying to use it to push a brand that doesn't even fucking love us back. All right, yeah. I'm done.
All right. So just in short, you think the news shouldn't have been reporting on this?
I think the news should have been focused on how this is an abusive practice that has been happening, right? You shouldn't have framed it as a one side or the other, because if you put it on the right side, the left is going to push back. If you put it on the left, the right is going to push back. I'm not talking American politics here. I'm just saying, no matter which side in a competition environment you say is doing better or doing worse, you're kind of brushing it under the rug by saying it's a one-sided problem. And by doing that, that one-sided problem isn't going to get addressed because it's being framed as a one-sided problem. Right, like we can all just sit here and talk about, and this is a perfect example, right? Like this discussion quickly devolves into, man, fuck Xbox, instead of the discussion we should be having with, which is, this is not the first time they've done it to us. This is bullshit, and in fact, it's becoming, you know, fucking standard in a more and more sneaky way. It's becoming more and more intrusive, and that is becoming a bigger problem. And that's something that we should all sit down and talk about. But that's not the fucking discussion we're having. The discussion we're having is, Xbox back, which is fucking reductive and stupid. And this literally, I feel like that is exactly what media and advertisers want us to be doing. And they're just fucking dancing their fucking tune like a bunch of idiots. And it frustrates me. It frustrates me because I see big multi-million dollar companies taking advantage of us, and we are fighting for them. Right? Like that shouldn't be had against our own interests. Like, it's fine if we all want to sit around and be like, who's better, Wolverine or Spider-Man, right? But, like, if they found a way to weaponize that and turn it on us so that it was kind of eroding our rights as consumers, and we're like, oh, well, but Spider-Man's better, so I'm going to go ahead and give up this thing that should be important to me. Like, that's when it becomes a fucking problem, man. If we can all sit down and pull out our pom-poms and cheerlead the company that we like the most, cool. Champion your cause, brother. I appreciate you. Have some fucking passion. But that's not what this is, right? That's not what this is. This is it targeting and eroding our rights as consumers, and we are just, we're here for it. And I don't like that, man. I don't like that one fucking bit. That's what I'm saying. Beyond this being a nothing burger, this is a fucking poisonous nothing burger that is keeping us infighting while they take advantage of us.
Yeah. All right, fair enough, but I got a little bit of a rebuttal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, before I get to what I want to say, I want to read some of the comments here. This is from Blitz. Man, we get yelled at for whataboutism, but Brett can rant and swear at us because he hasn't seen it. And then Kishak says, I feel being blamed for something I didn't do. So, Brett, do you have any response to that?
I'm not really blaming anybody. And again, like, there's a difference between whataboutism and saying this is a systemic problem that we need to address, right? Like, I'm not saying it's okay because PlayStation does that. That's whataboutism. Saying it's fucked up when anybody does it and everybody's doing it and that's a problem, I don't really feel like that's whataboutism. I'm not trying to excuse the behavior of one company. I'm not trying to excuse the shitty behavior of one company by saying, oh, another company does it, so it's fine. I'm saying, no, it's not fine when anybody does it. So yeah, like, shame on Microsoft, but this is the tip of the iceberg, and I don't understand why we're getting all pissy now, but if we are, we should be pissy for the whole fucking thing, because it's an issue. Whataboutism is generally excusing behavior because another company or another group of people has equally shitty behavior. I'm not excusing anything here.
Yeah.
And I'm not targeting or yelling at anybody. I'm saying angrily and passionately, like, this is a problem we should all be focusing on. Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad this is in the spotlight. But, like, we can't just brush this off as, oh, Microsoft bad, finger wag. Like, yes, Microsoft bad. what else? What are we going to do about it? Or are we just going to use it to say, why another company who does the same thing is, I guess, better? So now then that makes it okay? Like, I don't... That's kind of what about it. So, I mean, tell me where I'm going off base here.
I don't think you're going off base. I think the heart of what you're saying is true, that it is a problem that we're getting all these ads around us. But I don't think you could just... I don't like that you're saying, oh, we shouldn't get hung up on semantics. No, the details matter in this case. If you get a giant advertisement in your face that you have to click out to get to the menu, that's a problem. Like, that is a lot different. Okay. No, I'm sorry. That is a lot different than seeing half your screen taken up. Like, okay, yeah, that sucks too. Don't get me wrong. But at least I can still access shit. It's not just, here's Call of Duty, a game I don't give a fuck about. Click X to get off of this to get to the thing you want. I think that's newsworthy. I think that's absolutely newsworthy. And I think people have a right to voice that. But at the same time, you are correct that this is a problem. That they just, this is just another manifestation of them throwing fucking ads in your face. But, like, the fact that I have to take an action to get rid of the ad, that's a problem. And I think that is absolutely newsworthy.
Okay. I mean, and that's kind of where my point is, like, where's the line? And if you have that as your line, like, would I have to make an action to get around it? That's where my line is. Cool. I feel like that's I understand that point of view. And I understand why this would be crossing that particular line for you. For me, yeah. That's not where, like, the line lies. Like,
oh, by the way, I'm not speaking for myself. I'm speaking for them. I don't run Xbox. I don't give a fuck. But I understand why people are pissed off. If they got to go through an extra action to access the menu, that's kind of stupid. So I get it, you know?
I feel like I would understand more if it were every time. And I'm not excusing this. It's bullshit to put that in front of you. And, like, my fear would be if you just pressed A or yes or X, or I guess be A on Xbox. Is it designed in a way that if you the UI is it designed in a way to be toxic where if you just press yes, it's just going to automatically, like, if I just put a little bird tapping the yes button, is it going to automatically buy Call of Duty in two or three clicks because, you know, like fucking Blizzard did? Because that to me is especially bullshit. But, like, I guess we're and I'm just explaining myself at this point, but, like, I don't know where the line lies outside of that. Again, if it's, I had to click a button, that's my line, cool. But, like, beyond that, full screen, three-quarter screen, half a screen, a quarter screen, like, I've seen things run the fucking gamut, right? Yeah. I've seen Steam display.
Just to be clear, to you, it doesn't matter how much of the screen it takes up. It's all the same thing, just to be clear.
No. To me, actually, the amount of screen it takes up is usually kind of a big deal. The thing that makes it in this instance a little less for me is, like, the if you had to do it every time, I would be so much more pissed because that sounds like a huge fucking pain in the ass. But I also, again, because the screen real estate, that's where my line lies. Like, okay, so it's 25% more than I've seen on Steam, which is 25% more than happens when I booted up my Xbox my PlayStation this time. Like, today it's that Microsoft was 25% and PlayStation was 50%. I don't know what Steam is because I don't want to boot that up right now. Steam might have a 75% of my screen real estate. Like, it's always somewhere in there. So does that mean that Microsoft is better because it's less of the screen? I don't really think so. So maybe I'm eating my own. I don't know where my qualifiers in this land. It's, to me, the waters are real muddy. But if there are people out there who say this is where it crossed the line, I'm not going to argue with you. That's a viable point. If you say it took up the whole screen, I had to click past it, that crosses a line. Again, I'm not going to argue with you. You've made a good point, and that's kind of a subjective thing. So. Cool. If you're trying to say, like, this is a problem on Xbox, that's when I'm like, okay, this is a fucking problem everywhere. But I totally get where this crosses the line with some people. And I totally get if, again, full screen had to click around at once, that crosses the line for me. Totally get that. Doesn't necessarily cross any more of a line for me than the pool I'm already swimming in, because I'm already in an ocean of fucking bullshit over here where I can't get away from ads being splayed across my home screen almost no matter what I do. And shitty UIs built around those systems have been aggravating me for years. So, yeah, Microsoft did an especially shitty job of a shitty practice that is pretty well everywhere. And I don't know, like, if it's up once, maybe it's a temporary thing. Maybe they're going to do it again. Maybe this is a standardized practice. Like, I don't like it. And maybe I should start paying better attention to when it's happening. But I've been kind of the mindset of like, well, apparently nobody else fucking cares. I've been yelling about this shit for years. Apparently nobody else cares. So yeah. It is what it is, man.
So I'm looking at it now. So basically, yeah, it's a full screen shot of Call of Duty with three options. Buy now, get the vault upgrade, and exit. So you have to click, click, click to go to exit.
See, my concern is if it were built in a way, and I forget there's a term for this kind of ability of going out, but if you were just trying to click, 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 get to your dashboard so you could jump in and play a game, and it just boom, 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 bought Call of Duty, like...
Well, you can buy it. The option's there. I'll buy now. No, but just imagine you boot up you haven't seen it, I understand. But imagine you boot up the Xbox, right? And the first thing you see is this giant ad with three options. One of them is to exit. I understand why people are pissed off about that.
I mean, is that new though?
Yeah, okay, it's not new. Apparently Xbox has been doing it for months, but I've never seen that on PlayStation where I get a full ad that I need to click out of. I get the stupid fucking ads everywhere. I get that. But I've never owned a console where I booted up and the first thing I see is like, buy this. I'm like, whoa, what? I've never seen that before, you know?
I swear I've seen huge full page spreads. Never the things the clicking out of. And again, like that's a pretty good line. I don't think I've ever had to click out of anything.
Yeah, that's the problem. You got to click out of that. Like you.
Yeah, I feel like that probably crosses a line.
Yeah. So, okay. At least you understand why this made the news. That's pretty
bad. No. I absolutely understand. I'm just trying to yell that this is an industry-wide problem that we all should be addressing. But, like, this is a perfect example, right? Like, I have been yelling that forever. I yell that again today, and everybody's like, well, why is this what about it? You're just trying to defend Xbox. You're just trying to, like, attack PlayStation. Like, no. Again, this is a problem I have been yelling about for years. And every time I do, y'all get the same reaction of, oh, you're yelling about a company, or what about it, or favoritism. No. This is a problem. Like, note this shit for the next time I yell about this. This is a problem that needs to stop from fucking everybody. And the... so-and-so did it, so so-and-so can do it, is a terrible viewpoint to have. It is not okay for Microsoft to do a worse thing just because people have done bad things before. That being said, can we please stop fanboying this topic and, like, move it to a more neutral ground that we all should be pushing back against? Right? Like, I get where y'all are saying, like, I might be coming... You feel like I'm coming from one side. I understand that. I'm not. But like, why are you defending, or why are you attacking this now when you didn't attack it before?
Because they didn't get a full screen ad before. That's why.
So it's not a problem until you have to click a button to get out of it.
Like, yeah. That's what made the news, dude. That's what made the news.
It seems like an arbitrary, weird line for so many people, but I mean, whatever. Cool. But okay, cool. Let's please keep on this. Let's please keep pushing to not have this be a thing. Because I'm honestly afraid, like, this is just going to be another thing that just happens. And eventually we're just going to get fucking advertisements at the beginning of our video games. I mean, you launch up, you have to watch a 5-second fucking video unless you enter your new Doritos code. Like, I don't want that. I don't want that future.
Blitz wants me to ask you, should this be on boot up or when you go to the store?
I think it should be when you go to the store. I don't like having advertisements outside of the store, period. I feel like that's intrusive and manipulative. But that ship has sailed a long fucking time.
Yeah, like I was saying before, I mean, I got annoyed every single time, you know, because the occasions when PlayStation would have their little deals on the floor, they would throw like an application, like it was installed on your computer, on your PlayStation. Like you had Destiny, there was one with Destiny, there was one with a couple of other games, and they had literally sat there at the front of your little line of applications. So it's never cool when it's outside of the store. But they wanted, but you know, they obviously want to throw a lot of blinking fucking ads over there, all over the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and it's also, I can't remember the fucking, I feel like somebody, Chris might know the term, but like building your UI and designing your interface around a way that funnels people into paying for things without kind of really, like, that's exploitative, abusive. And if you could just.
It's like those old pop ups on websites. Remember when people used to have like those full, you get those full pop ups that are like, say, hey, you want this? Oh, you want to get this thing? Yeah, it's the same sort of deal.
Yeah, well, Diablo just got in trouble for it because, like, they had a thing where, like, if you booted up the game, it was one click, and, like, so if you just booted up the game and pressed X, it would redeem your season pass, which a lot of people didn't want to happen, so they were kind of pissed when it did, and a lot of people think, myself included, think Blizzard did that shit on purpose because they wanted a bunch of people to use up their season passes and be locked into another season of content because their game was floundering hardcore. So, I don't like ads outside of advertising. I don't like ads that kind of push you towards accidentally purchasing content that you didn't intend to. I think that there's probably dumps you off to the store page. So it's probably not as easy as, oops, I accidentally bought this. But just keep that shit in the store. Keep it out of my dashboard, keep in the fucking store.
All right, let's move on. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Brian, of course, go ahead.
God damn, Tony.
Oh, one more thing.
Looking into it a bit more, and it seems like this also happened for ad campaigns for Forza, the newest one out, and Starfield.
Okay, so this is an ongoing problem. Yeah, there. Like,
it's been happening for a while, apparently.
Okay, to me that changes shit a little bit in the sense of like, okay, this is a bad business practice that you guys are on the bleeding edge of. Fucking stop it.
Yeah. And I consider that consistent, Brett, because you said the same thing about PlayStation hiking up the price. It's like, don't start this trend.
Yeah.
You know? So you're consistent, so that's good. All right, let's move on. Lego Bro, he asked us, so it appears that Destiny 2 has finally run out of gas. I like that. Nice pun there. Is this a bad sign for the rest of the games industry? I think it's a good sign for the games industry. We need to get rid of these fucking gas games. You know,
to be honest, the precedents that Destiny and both Destiny and Fortnite have been putting out, and every single person has been trying to every single studio has been trying to duplicate what they've been up to. Hey, that shit ain't forever, and it's just the bottom is falling out of it. According to what I heard, they pissed off a bunch of their fans already. You know, so now everything is going back in. You know, back into development, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I think it's a good thing. Like,
makes me wonder how how much Bungie has depreciated. Since the release of Destiny 2, maybe that made them prime real estate for PlayStation to purchase them.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, to be fair though, when PlayStation purchased them, they weren't like falling off a cliff or anything.
They weren't struggling, but to be honest, like I wouldn't say Destiny was also at the forefront at that point.
It was definitely not Destiny 1, but it was steady. You know. It's just now that it's.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, well, maybe they need to. Maybe it's time to release Destiny 3.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Kind of funny because remember they said Destiny 1 was supposed to last 10 years.
They finally realized, oh wait, we need a actual numbered title, like new titles, to essentially get the conversation going again, because people will just automatically think this is an old game.
Yeah. You know what I find interesting, and it's maybe because I haven't been able to be on Twitter too much this week, but I saw people, you know, because the new Call of Duty's out, was it Modern Warfare 3, I believe? And I could, is it 2 or 3? I don't know. The new Call of Duty is out, and people don't like the campaign. And, you know, the fanboys are saying, oh, it's because Activision owns... because Microsoft owns Activision now, that the game sucks. It's like, you know, the game's been in development forever. But I haven't heard anyone say, oh, Destiny sucks because PlayStation owns it. I haven't heard that. Logically speaking, by fanboy logic, you should say that, right?
You should say that, right?
Right?
Yeah. I don't even understand what people are thinking when it comes to those sorts of things. Yes, it FLEC does look bad when people are sort of saying, you know, they're not happy with the way the new game is, and it, you know, Microsoft just so happens to be the owner of it at the point in time. You know, they officially, Microsoft can't be really fully blamed for Redfall or whatever's going to happen with this new Call of Duty. It is until the next call, the next coming Call of Duty and stuff like that, and the next version of those games, that's when you're under the Microsoft regime, that's when you're in. And yeah, you got to remember, it takes about, you know, the general takes for to develop a game about 5 years. Let's just say modern games are 5 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kishak says Fortnite had its biggest day ever yesterday with 44 million players. I don't think gas is dying anytime soon. That's a fair point, sir. That game in particular is going to, it has steam.
Well, you know? I mean, it has gas. Here's the thing, like,
you know,
it has gas, but the thing is that, oh, if it had so much gas, then why the fuck did Epic just bump a shitload of people out of the company?
Yeah, that's also true.
They even said that their properties aren't doing as well as they originally were.
Yeah.
So they're definitely, you know, yeah, they're doing well, but they're still tightening the belt quite a bit.
Yeah. And remember, just because you had one good day, isn't indicative of you having, like, you know, it's not indicative of the entire thing. So that's a good point as well. But yeah, but I just thought about that. And I was like, hold on. If you're blaming Microsoft for a shitty Call of Duty, shouldn't you also blame Sony for a shitty Destiny? Come on, guys.
The decline of Destiny.
Let's be consistent
is
here.
It's Sony's fault. It's PlayStation's fault.
Yeah. Yes, that is whataboutism. What about this? You know? No, fanboys on both sides are dumb, regardless.
Yeah, that's silly.
All right. Next question here. Also from Lego Bro. What kind of gameplay would you like to see in the upcoming Wolverine game? Are there any characters from X-Men that you would like to see make a cameo?
I just want them to make a remake of X-Men Origins.
That's
Wolverine.
That's all they need to do. Just remake that
game. You know, just like how they've remade Spider-Man 2 for PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
You know, just do the same thing with X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need, you know. As for cameos, I don't know.
Gambit. Gambit's in X-Men Origins Wolverine as well. But to be honest,
I want to see Colossus so we get a fastball special, you know?
To be honest, I don't want there to be any X-Men in it.
That's actually my answer, by the way.
I just want it to be pure Wolverine. I don't really need to have, like, it's cool. Like, you get to a lot of the other characters. Don't even fuck with those people.
I agree. Like, here's the thing. Sabretooth is not an X-Man, so he can't.
No. Like, Wolverine's villains, yes.
Yeah.
Like, put those motherfuckers in there. Like,
Lady,
you know,
Deathstrike and stuff like that.
Lady, yeah, Lady Deathstrike and, like, his specific villains. Yeah. Yes, put them in there, definitely. Sabretooth, too. Put those guys in there. Don't, like, do I need Cyclops? No, I don't need to have Cyclops. Do I need Jean Grey to call him up and be like, hey, what's up, Wolverine? How you been? And he's just like, you know, I'm hanging around here.
Yeah, Manny, that's my answer, by the way. I like, don't, no X-Men, just Wolverine villain. I want to see this motherfucker in Madripoor doing some crazy shit. You know, that'd be cool. Maybe Patch too. You know, why not? Like, let's make it a Wolverine game. You know,
like a full Wolverine game.
That'd be cool.
What if they did it like in the whole Japanese?
Yeah, thing? That'd be like good too. Like, you know, Yuriko and like, all that stuff. Like, yeah, the hand. Yeah. You know, even though the hand is like Daredevil, but
it's a Daredevil villain. But yeah, I guess
you. But that's a Wolverine villain too, though.
It's a Wolverine villain too. Yeah.
Yeah, Morph. no Magneto. Morph, we don't need Magneto. Right? That's like level. That's like Omega level shit. We don't want that with a Wolverine.
Yeah, they need a Magneto.
Yeah. Oh, you could have him fight some Sentinels though. Why not? He did that in the Wolverine game too. You know.
He fought those little mini Sentinels.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Yeah, I that was my answer. No X-Men. Keep it to Wolverine stuff. You know. Because we already have too many cameos. It's too easy to do that shit, you know?
So the hand stuff with Daredevil came first. Obviously, the reason why Frank Miller did the hand is because he kind of did them in Daredevil and just brought him over into Wolverine when writing Wolverine. Writing and drawing Wolverine.
Yeah. But you don't need the hand, though. You have plenty of other Wolverine villains. You're fine. You know, the Weapon X program coming after him or some shit. Like, there's plenty of Wolverine stuff. You don't need the X-Men at all, you know? All right, so good stuff there. And the last question of the night. This one's funny. Kishak, would the majority of video games be unplayable if Smell-O-Vision was real, what games would you guys avoid and what games would you play instead? I'm going to play Flower. I'll play Flower if Smell-O-Vision was
real. That would be a very nice smelling game.
Yes. yeah, so that's what I would play. I'll play Flower. That'll smell nice, you know? I don't. Most games would probably smell horrible, to be honest. But yeah, weird question. What about you guys?
Smell-O-Vision? I don't know. Maybe Okami, because the dog has flowers that keep following it.
Yeah.
But then again, it also has a poop attack.
I was about to say, yes, the dog takes a shit, you know?
He does. He has a exploding poop attack, so no.
I'll definitely not want to play Conqueror's Bad for a day.
No.
No. I don't know. I feel like most of these worlds are in like pretty bad areas and situations and stuff like that, post-apocalyptic and stuff. So Flower seems like a good choice.
Yeah, or you know, some walking simulator games like was that Fire or whatever? That's like in the Redwoods or whatever. Like, yeah, that'd probably smell nice. Unless the fire starts, then it'll be bad.
There is fire happening around there, yeah.
Yeah, okay, you know what? Never mind.
Firewatch?
Yeah, Firewatch. Yeah, it's like the first half of it when it's nice. What about the rest of you guys? Smell-O-Vision? I'm going to take that as
a go for Chris. He'll say Resident Evil.
Oh, God. That'd be the sneakiest game.
I want Smell-O-Vision during the cooking scenes in Final Fantasy 15. There you go.
Or the Palico cooking scene in Monster Hunter.
Hey, let's go.
Or
don't lie, Tony. We all know what game you want to see.
Which one?
Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
That'd be a very interesting smell, wouldn't it?
It'll smell like the beach. It'll smell like the beach.
It'll smell like suntan lotion and boobies. Yeah, I'm not fighting them.
Suntan lotion, beach, and estrogen. So yeah. I'm down with that.
You could also say Cooking Mama, the game that was for DS where you make your food. Yeah.
Yeah.
It all smells good.
Yeah, what about you, Brett? Smell-O-Vision games.
I can't really think of anything like that wouldn't admit like Minecraft, like outside, pleasant smells, and then there's like, oh yeah, there's something horrible smelling in probably every video game. I don't know if I want to deal with that.
Yeah, like I don't want to smell this regard of words. Definitely not, dudes.
Definitely not Grand Theft Auto. Any of the ones that take place in Liberty City.
Yeah, I already smell that on a daily basis. Yeah, just smell the piss and shit. Oh man, is anybody in the chat saying anything? NBA 2K Smell-O-Vision. I don't know about that.
You want to smell sweaty basketball players?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
To each his own.
Yeah, there you go, Barry. He said Cooking Mama. Horizon Zero Dawn, yeah, it's mostly wilderness, so like, sure, you know.
Nah, man, but I'm sure all those people don't wear no duty.
That is true, yeah.
You think Aloy smells good?
Well, you know she doesn't.
I don't think she smells good at all.
No, she probably stinks.
It's not product that makes those dreads.
Yeah.
she doesn't put something in her hair that does that.
Nah, you're right about that, you know. Subway
probably
simulator.
Smells greasy.
Like, girl, you nasty. Go wash. Right, I think that's it. We're done here. Good show. Do we have any short? Yeah, there's not a lot of questions this week. Not a lot happened. Let's start with plugs. I'll start. The Invincible Podcast is back, baby. So episode one is already up. It was me, Carlos, and Rich giving our impressions of episode one of season two of Invincible. We'll check it out over on the Coalition's YouTube channel. It's Coalition with a K. And we're going to have another one on Saturday. And this time we hope to be joined by Mr. Chris, Mr. Brett, and Miss Dana Abercrombie. So it should be fun. And that'll be four episodes because apparently they're splitting the season in two this time because of the writer's strike. So, you know, at least we're getting some Invincible. So I'm happy about that, you know. So that's my plug. Carlos, what's going on with I Am Negan's?
Yeah, you guys can catch I Am Negan on thecoalition.com or Coalition on YouTube. That's the Coalition with a K, where we talk the Walking Dead universe. And we're going over Fear of the Walking Dead, and it's not good. It's not good. We were supposed to record today, but you know, a couple of us were busy, so we're probably going to record tomorrow. So expect an episode tomorrow, even though the show is not good. Our show is good. I am Negan. Check it out on all your podcasting apps everywhere.
Also, I'm going to give Manny a shout out because the PlayStation Slim comes out this week.
Yes, it does. In fact, I went over to the GameStop and asked them about that. And they're like, I'm like, I asked them when it was coming out. And they're like, oh, yeah, we got those in the back.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, at least from what he told me, there's only the, they seem to have the Call of Duty ones.
Yeah.
So, I'm not really happy about that, but I mean,
the GZ Dark asks, will the panel go see the Marvels? Hell no. Dead on arrival.
What movie are you talking about? I don't know what these Marvels are you talking about?
Yeah, what is this?
Anyway, you know, Marvel's the comic books. Now I'll read that. Yeah. Like Alex Ross and you know, I'll read that, but I don't know what this Marvels is that you're talking about.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you off. I just found that fucking hilarious.
So yeah, like I did ask about the spider because there was a rumor that there's two bundles.
Two Spider-Man?
Slim bundles. There's a Spider-Man one and then there's the Call of Duty one. If anything, I'm gonna end up giving a Call of Duty code away to somebody because I know how Sony is now. They don't like nobody likes to pack in games in a while. They just give you a little piece of paper and tell you it's on there. So
yeah.
But yeah. We'll see.
So yeah, there you go. At least you finally get it. Yeah, there you go.
I'll do an unboxing. Just pull it out of the thing and sit on something. And there you go. Somebody's got to explain to me how to transfer over data and stuff like that on there. I don't know how that works. I got to do some research.
Yeah, the cloud. That's it. Literally log into your account and you're good.
Nah, man. Like,
you know.
Well, no. I mean, like, what if you want to like, you know, there's a bunch of games that I have installed on a separate hard drive.
So yeah, how does that work? Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I just
logged in. I was done.
I have an external SSD with a bunch of games on there, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to figure that out.
So, like, do you just, Brian, do you know the answer to this question?
To be honest, I would point you to Adam. That seemed like more his realm. Because
I don't know. I'm with Tony here. I feel like I asked about that, but nobody paid attention to what I was saying. So,
I don't think any of us, like, physical, like, the last time I did that was between PS, you know, PS, but with just, this one.
Yeah, like you transfer one PlayStation to one PlayStation, like I did it for the 3, where like you pulled over a bunch of the stuff that you had on
but
there.
For PS5, but I don't
know how it works.
Yeah, for PS5, what I did was I just logged in and just downloaded whatever games I wanted to play because I don't have any physical games.
Yeah, the thing about it is that like I have them already downloaded. Like they're on a hard drive. So like, you know,
Mighty Nurse says you do that on initial startup. I think you're going to be asked how you want to transfer your stuff. I think that is how it works. So you'll get to choose.
So Mighty Nerd, do you know if you like, let's say you had like stuff like on an external SSD, does that mean you need to reformat it again? Because I have all these games on that SSD.
Yeah. You can do it wired or wireless. So I guess, you know, maybe you could connect the two consoles because I know that is a thing. I did that between PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 4 Pro. I did do that.
All right. So, Okay. So, So you like it was like you threw it through the, like, you do it the Ethernet, right?
Ethernet,
You connect both of them and then you just transfer everything over.
Yeah.
Or choose what
takes
things
a little
you want
while.
To
yeah, yeah, over. It takes a little while. But yes, it I do remember. I do remember connecting both of those, the PS4 and PS4 Pro. Mm-hmm. So it's probably the same process.
Mm. All right, we'll see.
Yeah, there you go. Cool.
Can't transfer over or PT though.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. Can't do that. I think that's how I lost PT actually doing that. Oh, it happens.
Oh yeah, it just didn't go over.
Yeah, it didn't go over. You know. All right, man. So we're done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Join a Discord where the conversations and especially the rumors are always popping. We're also on every podcast app. Throwdown Show, two words, Throwdown Show. Throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and enjoyed the videos, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Brian Majoma.
I just realized that all the plates for the PS5 are not compatible with the PS5 Slim.
Uh-oh.
No, they're not.
Controversy.
No, they're not.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, real quick, Mr. Jolly Yellow says, I turned 43 in about 5 minutes. Good night. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, Mr. Jolly Yellow. Happy birthday to you, sir.
Happy 43.
Yeah, you know, hey, he's wait a minute. He's our age. Yeah, he is
about
our
age. About as old as...
Yeah, he is. Yeah, because, yeah. You're our age now, sir. Me and Manny, specifically. Not the rest of the guys. Me and Manny, we're both 43 as well. All right, brother. Enjoy it, man. Enjoy those gray hairs. We'll talk to you all later on. Later.
Later.
Peace.
Peace.